they have these big projects where a lot of the Wat Pa Pong monks, they get together and they build, say a senior monk passes away or whatever, they'll build a chetty, the monks and lay people, they'll all work together, pouring concrete and doing whatever needs to be done to build a chetty. I remember my first Wat Pa Pong work project that I attended was going for a few days to help pour concrete for the building of the chetty at a monastery called Pudindang. It's one of the earliest, it might even be the first Wat Pa Pong branch monastery, the first or the third or something.
Not quite, but it was
one of the first.
Yeah, one of the very early.
One of the very early branch monasteries of Wat Pa Pong. And the monk they were building the chetty for was a Lungpor Mahasupon, who unfortunately I never got to meet, but heard a lot of good things, and a monk of great merit and barami. And that's also, incidentally, where I first met Ajahn Jayanto, was at that work project. He was living in Thailand at that time. He was actually taking a 9-year break from Amaravati. So, recovering for 9 years. Well, he was on kind of an extended Tudong period. He had traveled in India and was living in Thailand in different places. So just practicing, living and practicing and doing traveling. And met him at this, I guess he was staying at Wat Pa Pong at the time. So I met up with him, and remember we had to like clear rocks out of this field and put rocks into this cart and move them elsewhere, and dump them in another, move one pile of rocks and dump it into, make another pile of rocks. And remember Ajahn Jayanto and I were picking up rocks together and talking and chatting. He was asking where I was from. And then I just remember one of my perceptions of this day was the whole Nanachat Sangha, or whoever wanted to go, we went there, and I can't remember, we might have just stayed for a day or we might have stayed for a few days at Pudindang helping build this chetty, but it was having the meal, which is about 9 a.m. There's no breakfast, so it's just you have the meal pretty early on, and then you have the whole day to work. And so then I remember being really amazed at what they were doing. There was just pouring concrete and moving rocks and passing buckets of concrete up, and Lungpor Liam was there, and he was just also helping out and doing some directing. And then I remember through the day, it's like, wow, this is really hard work, and getting really tired. And then, well, it's almost nighttime, so we'll be able to take a rest and maybe have a cup of tea or something. And so it gets to be nighttime, and then they wheel out these lights. And they don't stop at nighttime. They just keep going till it's done. they don't care what time it is. So that was so I was sitting down, and then I guess some of the Thai monks, they could see I was pretty tired, so they were bringing me over. They have these kettles of cocoa and coffee that they run around with, These Thai monks were pouring me some cocoa, and then they're like, what is he like for allowables? Like, I don't know, what do Westerners like? And they were trying to figure it out. And they decided that they would give me this chopped up thing. It's called samaw. But they thought, I might not be able to eat samaw because it's very astringent. Like, it's kind of a strange thing, but it's allowable. And they thought, we have to make it better for him. So then they poured Blue Boy all over it. And Blue Boy is this like red, they call Nam Dang in Thai. And it's like this sickly sweet kind of syrup stuff. And that was like one of my earliest Thai Nampana experiences. They were all laughing. But just seeing the Wat Pa Pong monks and seeing how they work together, and it was really hard work, but it was not at all like like working at a job. It was way different. It was really enjoyable. Everybody, and there was lay people there too who were working really late with the monks, and yeah, just really enjoyable. And almost like if you could describe like a feeling of boon or a feeling of merit, then and people have so much faith. They're building a chetty for one of their teachers, so people have so much faith there, and really tapping into that was a really important experience for me.